The bureaucratic rules within a country and company affect the age at which an individual can or must withdraw from the labor market. These are influenced by the financial incentives or lack thereof to retire early. In 1986, the U.S. became one of the first countries to abolish mandatory retirement at any age for most occupations. In contrast, Japan, as well as France and Sweden, still have mandatory retirement at age 65. One such occupation that still has a mandatory retirement age globally is pilots, which was raised in 2007 from age 60 to 65. Functional and health limitations impact a person's ability to work, particularly in physically demanding jobs. With a shift to post-industrial economy dominated by service sector occupations, jobs have become less physically demanding and rely more on cognitive ability. The more physically demanding jobs tend to be performed by those with lower education levels. Countries with better disability benefits are likely to experience higher levels of labor market exit for health reasons. Financial and personal reasons are major factors in a person's decision to retire. The amount of pension income from private and public sources could result in early retirement. Economic conditions in a country can also affect the timing of retirement. In many developed countries, the recession of 2008 affected those near retirement age from retiring when planned. There are also gender differences in the amount of pension income. Women typically have substantially lower retirement benefits because they hold lower-paying jobs due to caregiving and family responsibilities. In such countries as China, Vietnam, and Indonesia, public pensions play a very small role in a woman's retirement. Women rely almost solely on family members for support in retirement.